You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Tomorrow's Labor Day, and we've entered a time in the season of our country, I think, when we're sort of at a weird relationship with labor. There's about 9 million people that are still unemployed, about 5.4%, saw that just last night. But there's another 22 million that are underemployed, which means that the job they're doing does not fit either their talent, their skill, or their experience, or they're working part-time, but they wish they could go full-time, or they're working full-time, but they're not making enough to make ends meet. About 80%, 4 out of 5 of the unemployed right now fit in that last category. They are full-time, but they can't make ends meet. It's a season when people are being paid by the government to supplement unemployment that's happened over the last 18, 24 months. And the argument now politically is whether we should cut this off. So if you listen to some channels, they will say, we're paying these people to work, and so no one's going to go to work until we turn off the supply. But if you change channels, what you'll hear is that the, I think 22 states that have turned off the supply still have not seen a major uptick in the number of people going back to work. So purely, if this were all about finances, then you'd think something like that would incentivize labor, but it hasn't done it. So about 3-4 months ago, Lori and I are driving through Arby's, where all Dutchmen eat, fine dining. And as we go through the window, true to her custom, she thanks the girl at the window for working. And as we drive away, I say to her, why do you keep doing that? They're getting paid, you know. And she said, yes, but not much. And there are people getting paid who aren't working. So I think we ought to thank people who are working for working. This seemed like a nice moral lesson to add to the repertoire. And so I started to think of ways to do that. But that went into a conversation where I started pontificating about why this might be. We got into questions about, are people actually making enough? And we were starting to wonder, why is it that some people with jobs in front of them are choosing not to go back to work, while other people are continuing to work in jobs that are underpaying them? I'm thinking of teachers, policemen, firemen like this. They don't get paid enough compared to what they do, and yet they're still doing it. Why is it that some people are retiring early and they don't have enough money? They just want to be done. And then there's other people who won't retire. That's not a bad thing, even though their 401ks are full. They have plenty to live on, but they still won't retire. Well, you can't talk about this for very long without bumping into the questions behind the ones you're asking. The real question isn't, why aren't more people working? The real question started to become, why is anybody working? I mean, it's not just what's happened to the workers. The question is, what has happened to the work? Have we reduced work from an act of worship to a series of repetitive, mechanized actions which cogs in the wheel do in order to satisfy some larger cause they've never heard? Has something happened to the labor, not just the laborers? It seems we've come out of this COVID thing, and it has begged questions that are fundamental about human work. And what we're finding is that we can barely articulate the questions anymore. We have so long coupled work with money. That's it. They're inseparable. That we cannot even think of work apart from money. There is always an economic answer to every work problem. So if you must have it in economic terms, our vision of work is bankrupt. Well, this same time that we were having this conversation, or I should say as I was having it in front of Lori, she hears all sermons first. And I was reading through the book of Exodus because I'm getting ready for the fall. I stumbled across, I'm in Exodus chapter 5 at this time.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.